Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Mason City man will serve almost a decade in federal prison after pleading guilty to federal drug and firearms charges. 24-year-old Terrell Hopkins Jr. was arrested by Mason City Police after they were called to Laredo's at 18 South Federal the night of November 18, 2023, for the report of an armed male involved in a disturbance. When officers arrived, Hopkins fled on foot from the rear patio. When an officer caught Hopkins and attempted to take him into custody, a firearm Hopkins was carrying discharged around near the feet of both the officer and Hopkins. Neither were injured. Hopkins also admitted that he was in possession of methamphetamine and intended to distribute some or all of it to another person. A U.S. District Court judge has sentenced Hopkins to 98 months in federal prison to be followed by a 6-year term of supervised release. The case was investigated by Mason City Police, Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa State Patrol, Cerro Gordo County Attorney's Office, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the Iowa DCI Laboratory, and U.S. Marshals. A former nurse charged with stealing painkillers meant for patients at a North Iowa hospital has been sentenced to probation. 33-year-old Thomas Anderson of Forest City was accused of withdrawing doses of painkillers out of the Hancock County Health System's medication system in September 2023. A criminal complaint stated the drugs were intended for patients, but he kept the drugs for himself and then falsified records to cover up his illegal actions. Anderson was originally charged with 3 Class C felony counts of illegally obtaining a prescription drug and 1 aggravated misdemeanor count of tampering with records. As part of a plea agreement, Anderson pleaded guilty to one of the prescription drug violation counts, with the other charges dismissed. Anderson received a deferred judgment and was placed on 5 years probation. The New Hampton Police Department, in cooperation with 4 New Hampton churches, hosted its first ever Faith in Blue picnic last weekend in Michelson Park. Chief Conrad Rosendahl says Sunday's blustery weather conditions held attendance down some, but he's pleased with the overall results.
The proceeds of that event then are going to be donated to the Catholic school and the public schools here in town, to proceeds going towards delinquent lunch accounts. $1,636.75 raised, so that was better than I hoped would come out, so it showed good community support.
Rosendahl equates Faith in Blue to National Night Out, but more faith-based with the involvement by the churches. Either way, it's an example of his community policing approach. Rosendahl says the goal is to create trust between the NHPD and New Hampton citizens.
We can't solve crimes always on our own, right? It takes the public. It takes people to report things that they see may be suspicious. They might not, you know, think there's any big deal. And maybe whatever they see isn't a big deal, but sometimes what they don't think is a big deal ends up being the key that blows a case wide open.
Rosendahl took over as New Hampton Police Chief on July 1st. Luther College has expanded its Impact Award Scholarship Program to Wisconsin for students entering college in the fall of 2025. The Luther College Impact Award Program was initiated in fall of 2021 for qualifying students in the state of Iowa and expanded to the state of Minnesota last year. These awards provide free tuition up to 4 years to students who have a 3.5 grade point average and whose families have an adjusted gross income of $80,000 or less. Recipients must reside on campus. Scholarships are valued in excess of $51,000 annually. They are available for both new first-year students and transfer students. Matt Beatty, Acting Vice President for Enrollment Management, said this scholarship opportunity has already made it possible for 51 students from Minnesota and Iowa to enroll at Luther College since 2022. I'm excited to see how it continues to empower students and families throughout the region, including Wisconsin. No special scholarship application is needed. Students only have to apply at Luther and complete the free application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. The recommended completion date is March 15, 2025. And a reminder, the National Weather Service with a red flag warning in effect until 7 o'clock this evening for the entire listening area. NWS cautions that any fire that develops today will catch and spread quickly given the weather conditions. Outdoor burning is not recommended. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, Charles City Football hosting Hampton Dumont Cal. Pregame coverage starts at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, National Plainfield Football at Wapsie Valley. Pregame at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Kickoff at 7. Saturday on Fab Oldies KCHA, it's UNI Football at North Dakota. Coverage starts at noon. Kickoff at 1. And Saturday night on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State Football, the 9th-ranked Cyclones hosting Central Florida. 4:30 with the pregame. Kickoff just after 6:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.